You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, an unprecedented school year is ahead for Massachusetts colleges and universities. And while much of the focus is on risks to students' physical health amid the coronavirus pandemic, there are also challenges to students' mental health. Dr. Stephanie Pinder-Amaker is director of the College Mental Health Program at McLean Hospital and an assistant professor of psychology at Harvard Medical School. She joins us to talk about what she's hearing from students about how the pandemic is affecting them. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what would you say are the main mental health challenges for college students right now?
Deb, I think it's important to remember that as emerging adults, college students pre-pandemic were already vulnerable to the onset of mental illnesses. Then post-pandemic, researchers have been really quick to study the impact, and students are reporting heightened levels of anxiety and worry, increased isolation from peers, a lot of distress related to academic delay and adjusting to online platforms. And then it's important to remember that all of these impacts, like all public health crises, are disproportionately impacting marginalized groups.
And when you said that students are vulnerable to the onset of mental illness, that's because at this particular age that most students are at, there's a vulnerability. I wonder if you could explain that a little bit.
Sure. Like if we look at the research from the World Health Organization College Mental Health Survey Initiative, we know under more typical circumstances, approximately 30% of all incoming first-year students will screen positive for one of six major psychiatric illnesses, pretty common, within 12 months of arriving on campus. So that's about a third of the incoming student population. And that's just in part due to where students are developmentally. It just happens to coincide with the peak period of onset. And then in the life of a college student, you have stress sort of meeting up with that developmental age and creating what for some students can result in what we sometimes refer to as sort of a perfect storm of opportunity.
Did what happened in the spring, that sudden switch to remote learning, did it help prepare students at all?
I'm going to hope that it did help to prepare students at all. I think one of the advantages in going into the fall is the fact that we know at this point to prepare for the unexpected. So it's actually a recommendation that we have is to have a plan B, have an evacuation plan, if you will, and anticipate that there may very well be future disruptions. Talk and think ahead about what you will do if and when that happens.
So when we talk about students of color in particular, aside from the pandemic going on, there were also these protests going on against police brutality and racism. How are students of color and their mental health particularly affected this fall?
You know, some people are referring to it as both the health pandemic and the racial pandemic. And whenever your race and ethnicity are at the center of sort of an international firestorm, that certainly increases risk for additional psychological distress. It's also really challenging to actually be an activist and to maintain a level of activism. And so we're talking a lot with students about the importance of really elevating self-care while participating in ongoing protests and fights for racial and health equity.
What other advice would you give to students and their families about how to deal with mental health issues this coming school year?
I would say, first and foremost, to think proactively in every possible way, to think proactively about accessing resources. Remember that colleges and universities have been working all through the summer to increase and ramp up campus based supports, virtual community resources. Think about accessing both mental health and academic resources. Consider joining college student groups, especially virtually. So think proactively, promote resilience, especially in the realm of fostering connectedness. That's one of the most challenging experiences that college students are having following the pandemic, feeling isolated, withdrawn, and disconnected from peers. So really lean into virtual opportunities to foster a sense of connectedness. And then finally, have a plan B. Have an evacuation plan. Think and talk ahead about what you might do in anticipation of future disruptions this academic year.
All right. Dr. Stephanie Pinder-Amaker, Director of the College Mental Health Program at McLean Hospital and Assistant Professor of Psychology at Harvard Medical School, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.